there are very few people that I trust when it comes to that. One works for the Denver Post. Name is Chris Dempsey. Good guy. I have yet to know the play-by-play and color commentary guys for Denver Nuggets basketball. That relationship will be established later on. But the other guy that I trust is what?
Well, we had Dave Krieger on the other day.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, but he writes about all of them.
Yeah.
But I'm talking about somebody who's exclusive.
Dedicated. Okay,
yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
The other guy who I trust with everything concerning Denver Nuggets basketball is one of the main writers for DenverStiffs.com, and this is his first time on the Off the Chain Hotline in a long time. He's Andrew Feinstein. Drew, what's going on, man?
Len, it's so good to hear from you. I'm blushing with all these accolades that you're throwing my way.
Dude,
you're way too kind.
Hey, I put it this way. You're one of the few that I actually called and said yes. So, hey, I gotta take all of my friends as I can right now. Now, okay. Aside of the joke of Lala Vasquez being the Yoko Ono to Carmelo Anthony, what's the latest that you've heard on this saga? Because for a long time, we hadn't heard anything from Carmelo Anthony. And then, quite frankly, he comes out during his basketball camp this weekend and gives such a piss poor answer. Tell me what's going on up there, man.
I haven't heard anything that you haven't heard. I think that the bottom line is fans are finally connecting the dots. You know, a couple months ago at his wedding, Chris Paul gave a toast about how he and Melo and Amari would play in New York together, and we all kind of laughed it off as, no big deal. And then, you know, a month or so ago, he put his house in Littleton on the market for sale and bought a house in L.A., and we all said, hey, you know, no big deal. And then he finally comes out and speaks, and he gives a very ambiguous answer about his future in Denver or lack thereof. And at some point, you have to wisen up as a fan, as having seen what happened with Chris Bosh in Toronto and LeBron James in Cleveland, and say, you know what? Anything short of him signing that extension soon, it's pretty obvious he's taking his talents elsewhere.
It's pretty simple there, and within your latest article, courtesy of DenverStiffs.com, you break down all of the myths that come having to do with Carmelo Anthony and this whole saga. I want you to elaborate to the listeners on the first myth, and that is, if the Nuggets trade Melo now, they have no leverage. You say, as well as I do, dead wrong. Explain that.
I actually think the Nuggets have some leverage, and this has been a topic that's been dividing the fans on my site. I think about 30% of Denver Stiffs readers agree with me and 70% don't, and that's fine. I respect their opinions. In my opinion, due to a confluence of bizarre circumstances, the Nuggets actually have a little bit of leverage if they act sooner than later.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason I'm saying that is, in order to get LeBron James or Chris Bosh or Dwayne Wade, five different NBA teams gutted their rosters, threw away two seasons for essentially a 20% shot at one of those guys. And most of those teams, like New Jersey and New York and the Clippers, came up empty-handed.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have to think that a lot of these franchises don't want to go through that again. And what would it be worth it to them to not go through that again? Moreover, Carmelo Anthony can only get a max deal in terms of dollars and guaranteed seasons from one team right now. And that's the Nuggets. Now, he may not want to play here, and that's fine. That's his choice. That's his right. But if he wants his money and he wants his guaranteed years, because the whole system is changing next summer, it behooves him to sign a deal with Denver now and do a sign and trade now rather than wait. So the Nuggets have a little bit of leverage because I think there's a team out there that probably wants Melo, is willing to give up a player or two to get him. And I think Melo wants his money and he wants his guaranteed years. So it's just a matter of putting all those parties together and coming up with something that's better than, oh, hey, here's two first-round picks for 2015 and 2017. Have fun, guys. There's got to be something better out there.
Exactly. And to further that point, I'll ask you, with this being, quite frankly, the worst-kept secret in Denver, talking about Carmelo Anthony possibly leaving the Denver Nuggets, and I agree, it's the worst kept secret ever. What would it take as of right now? What would it take as of right now if you were Stan Kroenke to keep Carmelo Anthony and actually have him have a change of heart and stay in Denver? What would it take for him?
Well, that's an interesting question that I probably should be giving a little more thought. In terms of what it would take to keep him, you know, the problem is that the Nuggets, from a pure dollars and cents standpoint, while they can do better than most opposing teams, they can't do that much better. So to a young kid like Carmelo, who probably has, you know, desires to play elsewhere, we can't really compete there. What I guess the Nuggets could do is they could basically bet the farm on this team and swing some sort of a deal and bring back, you know, a big man or another complimentary player and just say, you know what, screw it. We're going to give it one season with this team. It's NBA Finals or bust. If that's not good enough for Carmelo Anthony, then, hey, we did our job. And a trade that I always thought would be interesting would be maybe sending Kenyon Martin's contract to New Orleans and you get, like, an Emeka Okafor or a James Posey back. The problem is Posey just got traded.
Exactly.
So I'm not sure what moves are out there anymore for the Nuggets. But maybe there's a Hail Mary move out there that they can just lay it all on the line for one more year.
Andrew Feinstein of DenverStiffs.com on the Off the Chain Hotline. Like I said, they talked to him at the camp, and the answers were very vague. And one of the things that he said, and I'm paraphrasing, so forgive me, was, I don't want everything that LeBron had. I don't want to be courted and things of that nature. I just gotta ask you, did you see through that, or is there any type of merit to his answers? Because to somebody like me, as well as Wheels, I saw right through that. I'm like, dude, you want to be courted.
Well, he probably did. Look, don't we all want to be courted?
Of course.
In life, ultimately. But I try really hard, and a lot of my readers would probably object to me saying this, just I'm full of it. But I try really hard not to pretend to think what a lot of these guys are thinking. I try to just deal with the facts as they're presented to me and then offer my opinion. Mm-hmm. I don't know if Carmelo harbors some fantasy of being courted the same way LeBron was. Frankly, I wouldn't be surprised. He's more of a down key kind of guy than LeBron is.
Mm-hmm.
He appears to be lower maintenance than LeBron is. I would think Melo would prefer to maybe have this taken care of now and avoid the whole fiasco that's coming if he plays next season without his future clarified. So, you know, I think that his preference, again, just based on the things I've seen, I would hope would be to just take care of this now one way or the other. I wish it would be to pull a Kevin Durant and just sign his contract and go about his business here in Denver. I think he's being foolish in that I think the Nuggets present a wonderful opportunity for him with the Lakers getting older, the Spurs getting older, the Mavericks getting older. But I think he is influenced by his wife somewhat, and he's probably influenced by his advisors around him, the same guys who advise LeBron James. And I think he has his eyes set on a bigger market elsewhere.
And that's what I was thinking as well, and that was actually going to lead into the next question as far as him actually wanting to get this done early. Is there anything that people should be looking into in regards to him committing to the 2012 Olympic team without question and yet not perceivedly doing anything to take care of things at home?
I don't think it has anything to do with that, but I have another comment on that.
Mm-hmm.
It actually bothers me a little bit that he and Chris Paul feel obligated that they can just get a guaranteed slot, and yet they're skimping on this summer.
Mm-hmm.
And by not playing in Turkey this summer, they actually put the national team in jeopardy of potentially not even making the Olympics in 2012. So I don't like the fact that these players can cherry pick when they can and can't play in the Olympics. And frankly, if I was Team USA, I would take the team that's going to Turkey this year, I'd give them a two-year run. Turkey this year, Tournament of the Americas next year, and then save two slots for, call it a Jerry Colangelo pick.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think it's fair to these kids playing today that the Carmelos and the LeBrons and the Dwayne Wades of the world can cherry pick when they get to play for our country.
Coming down to this year and the year after that, let's say Carmelo does sign. Can the Carmelo Anthony-led Denver Nuggets win an NBA championship?
How's this for an answer? No, not this year.
Well, next year
they can. And the reason I think they can next year is because Kenyon Martin's contract will finally be a thing of the past.
Mm-hmm.
And when you talk about Kenyon Martin, you got to separate the player from the contract. It's not his fault that he has the worst contract in basketball. I think we all like the way Kmart plays when he's healthy, but his contract has been an absolute albatross. It has cost this organization years of being able to improve itself. in the offseason. And it's unfortunate because once they could get that $17 million slot off the books, you could come in with Chauncey, you could come in with Melo, re-sign JR, you've already got Nene, and you could bring in two quality free agents for that money and make a really good run at it when Melo's only 28 years old.
See, and this is the reason why I bring folks on like Andrew Feinstein. He's going to give you a straight answer. I told you it was going to be a straight answer, whether it was going to be yes or no. Andrew Feinstein at DenverStiffs.com. As always, thanks for being on the program. And a question, sharp enough for you?
Glenn, anytime. I love your show. Keep up the good work, and we'll talk again soon.